Let's welcome in our first guest, I assume, Julie, is that correct?
Yes, I'm
okay.
Julie Peterson
with the West Central Research Education Extension Center.
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you all doing?
You know, not too bad. Looking forward to some low 80s here, maybe a little cooler than it's been this week.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about insects.
Yes. Are we
done with them? Can they die off? I mean,
We're getting there. Like, right, as you mentioned, kind of the weather, we're starting to feel a little bit of a turn in that weather, getting into fall, and the insects are really kind of thinking about now, how are they going to spend the winter as well? So it's kind of interesting.
They're going to die, right?
Well, we want, right? That's kind of what we want, right? The pest ones,
right.
We hope that they're not going to do as well, but we want to try to support the good insects, the beneficials
too. There are good
insects. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's kind of something to think about with, you know, your landscape beds, with your gardens, like, you know, out in your garden, we do recommend you kind of remove like your old plants and materials from there. But in like your landscape beds where you've got kind of, you know, some leaves, you've got some stalks of, you know, kind of like flower stems, we actually want you to keep those around over the winter because that's a really good place for those good things like our butterflies and our bees to actually spend the winter. Especially like stems, like hollow stems of plants. That's a great place where some of our native bees will actually nest and spend the winter.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We're talking with Julie Peterson with West Central Research Education Extension Center here. So I assume now that bugs are starting to recognize it's getting colder, we got to find somewhere to go.
Yeah.
Does that mean they go inside?
Well, some of them will. And it's really kind of interesting that they do pay attention to the temperatures. But one of the major triggers for them to sort of like realize that winter is coming is actually the change in the daylight to darkness.
Okay.
So as we start, of course, to get like more hours of darkness, that's a really good signal to them, like, okay, the season is starting to change. So yeah, some of those like more kind of pest type insects, they are going to be maybe starting to move indoors. So this would be a good time to just sort of like make sure you've got your door sills, your window sills, your door frames all kind of nice and sealed up. That's the best way to keep insects from coming inside, is to just make sure you've got those physical barriers. I'd really go for that first before you start thinking about maybe doing like a spray of an insecticide barrier.
Talking with Julie Peterson here, West Central Research Education Extension Center, talking bugs here. So there's good ones we need to keep alive.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got, you know, all sorts of different predators. Like that's one of the things that we work on in my program, is what are those good insects, things like ladybugs, lady beetles, that are going to be like eating the pests. And that's what we do, like help farmers in their crop fields so that they can, you know, grow more crop, grow better profit, and maybe not have to spend as much money on insecticides and spraying in their fields.
Very good. So when do you see, I mean, is there, obviously is the first freeze kind of when you see most insects then, the outdoor ones?
Yeah, I'd say that's definitely when we're going to start to see a drop off. I know especially our things like those pesty like flies
that
like late summer when the
Holy
flies
cow.
Are that's the worst. But yeah, after we have our first good hard freeze, we should start to see things drop down. You know, if we just kind of get some light frost, it's going to be pretty amazing how well insects outside can kind of find those little sheltered areas and avoid like a light freeze or a light frost. So really that first kind of hard freeze is what we're looking for. A lot of like our pest insects from like crop fields, they will actually like bury down in the ground before those hard freezes come. So if you can get, you know, 4, 5, 6 inches down in the soil, they can be really quite insulated down there, and they can survive some pretty cold temperatures over the winter.
All right, very good. Well, Julie Peterson, West Central District Health Department, West Central Research Education Extension Center. I got it right every other time. Anything else you'd like to touch on this morning?
Just to invite everybody, encourage everyone to reach out to us with Extension at the station if they're having any kind of issues. You know, we cover a whole bunch of different things from bugs to nutrition to livestock, just across the board. We're open and welcome to hearing from you all.
All right, very good. Well, thank you for coming in. We appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thanks.
That's Julie Peterson again.